This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This week is NAIDOC Week, time to celebrate and recognise the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And tomorrow night, in the heart of Melbourne, a very special event is happening at the Capitol Theatre, and it features live performance, film and a panel discussion that pays tribute to two legends of Australian music, Archie Roach and Ruby Hunter. And joining us in the studio is the woman curating and hosting the night. She's also a lecturer in music at RMIT, Kat Nelligan. Welcome to Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the theme for NAIDOC Week, the Next Generation Strength, Vision, Legacy. What does it mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably, on a personal level, probably has different meanings for different people. But if you take it at face value, the next generation, it's all about, you know, it's all about acknowledging the achievements of mob and people that have come before, but also being very aware of the fact that we sort of have deep connection to our ancestors and the people who have come before us, but also with each other in the present. And also thinking about, you know, that you're here to sort of pave the way and do new things for the next, you know, quite literally for the next generation of people. So I think it's actually quite powerful in the fact that the idea of strength and vision and legacy, well, the strength comes from legacy. It comes from those connections. And we're often sort of speaking about our ancestors and how they're still here and how they guide us and how they're around us all the time. So I think, I actually think it's probably it's one of my favourite NAIDOC themes, just to sort of acknowledge that, you know, that there's those connections and that we do sort of everything that we do now is because of things that people have done in the past, and everything we're doing will help pave the way for future.
So it's like a big thread of continuity.
Yeah, absolutely. Connection, thread, however you want to sort of put it, relatedness. Yeah, definitely.
I love it. Now, you've curated a very special event at the Capitol Theatre. Tell us what we can expect.
Yeah, okay. So the event is centred around the screening of a film called Wash My Soul and the Rivers Flow. And the film is it's a documentary that focuses on a quite a legendary concert that Uncle Archie Roach and Auntie Ruby Hunter performed back in 2004, actually. So, you know, quite some time ago now. But the doco traces the concert footage that was at Hamer Hall, so quite a famous concert where they both they're performing with Paul Grabowski and the Australian Art Orchestra. But in and amongst that film as well is lots of Philippa Bateman, who's the writer and the director and producer of the film, has done some really beautiful ways of curating the film to feature Nurundjeri country, which is Auntie Ruby's country, and the imagery of the Coorong. So you can expect Nurundjeri language in the film. You can expect to see background footage, rehearsals where Uncle Archie and Auntie Ruby are sort of rehearsing. But we've also got a big part of the event is also a panel. So that panel, which precedes sort of happened before the film screens, and that's really about speaking to that NAIDOC theme, which is, you know, a few of us, mob, sitting around having a bit of a yarn, having a chat about, you know, the legacy that Uncle Archie and Auntie Ruby have left for us.
What is it about, I mean, the legacy is so profound, what is it that's important for you around their legacy and the work and telling their story?
Yeah, look, there's so much that I think is really significant about that what Uncle Archie and Auntie Ruby have you know, that people speak of them as trailblazers, especially Auntie Ruby, because, I mean, being the first Aboriginal woman to have been signed to a major record label in the early 90s is already a massive...
That's massive.
You know, that's a massive thing. And, and in some ways you kind of think, gosh, why did it take so long? Like the 1990s, it's actually not... that long ago. I mean, I clearly remember the 90s. I don't know about you, Warren. But
I do. I was in university. Yeah.
I clearly remember the 90s. So it wasn't actually that long ago, even though it feels, when we talk of it, it's decades. But yeah, I mean, she was the first Aboriginal woman to be signed to a major record label. I think as well, just the songs that they sing about, the stories that they tell, very personal stories. If you think about Uncle Archie's Took the Children Away, very personal story about, you know, him being taken at a really young age. But their stories are about mob. They're everybody's stories. And I think that's part of it as well. And they sort of, the impact and the power that these stories have for mob in general, like, was, I think, is a big part of that legacy and representation and voice.
I feel like often we don't hear the stories of First Nations people. I feel like, and I think it would be good for everyone to go to events like this,
absolutely,
whether you are a First Nations person or not, just absolutely, to see and hear the legacies that are being told.
Well, the important work that's done and you know, some of the things from the Uluru Statement of the Heart has been things like truth-telling. Mm. And if you look at Auntie Ruby's and Uncle Archie's songs, that's effectively what they are. It's a truth telling. It's a telling of a personal experience. It's a telling of a history of this nation that for many, many years was, I mean, you know, a lot of people were in denial about. Mm. So I do think it's absolutely imperative for non-Indigenous Australians to be part of this conversation and to listen to these stories as well. I think that's really important.
Certainly, I wasn't taught anything in history at school. Yeah. So it's more important to hear the stories. Now the event blends live music, discussion and cinema. How did you come about that mix?
Yeah, okay. So I guess it started with me thinking about, well, I saw the film Wash My Soul in the Rivers Flow and I thought, how it's just such a beautiful film of, as I said earlier, just like this coming together of culture, Ngunnawal language and music and also quite profoundly, the love story between uncle and aunt is really beautifully portrayed on film, on screen as well. And I remember thinking, this film is just so beautiful. And I was just thinking, I think it would be really great to screen it at some point. And I never really thought, I mean, I didn't initially think it would be good for NAIDOC Week. Well, it's always good for NAIDOC Week, but I wanted to do something outside of NAIDOC Week because so much happens in NAIDOC Week. But when I saw the theme being next generation, I thought, well, how beautiful would that be? We're talking about two icons. We're talking about two really important trailblazers and legends of the music industry here in Australia. And how nice would it be to sort of bring, you know, mob and voices into that sort of event and talk about it, you know, on a stage in a whole sort of in one night.
So, and a lovely place too.
Yeah, Capital's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why it's sort of in two parts. You've got the panel, the yarning, and then you've got the film.
Kat, now a portion of the ticket proceeds, they go to the Archie Roach Foundation. Can you share a little bit about what work they do?
Yes. So the Singing Our Futures program is run by the Archie Roach Foundation, which is also run by Jill Shilton, who was a very good close friend of Uncle Archie's and his manager at a certain point in time as well. The program is like a mentorship type of program where, you know, you've got young mob songwriters, performers being teamed up with someone who's a little bit more established, and the established artist kind of guides them and helps them sort of develop their songwriting skills, and that happens over, I think, a period of maybe a year. So they do this every year. They've got new mentees and new mentors to come in and do that. And in fact, three of our panelists, who are Maddie Covell-Walker, Kiwet Cannell and Kian, are all the 2023 had taken that program in 2023. And we've also got Amos Roach, Archie and Ruby's son, coming in for the panel as well and giving us a performance. Yidaki performance, which is didgeridoo, as most people would know it. Yeah, so the Singing Our Futures is a program that I think is super important but also really valuable.
We're chatting with Kat Kat Nelligan, Gamilaroi woman,
yeah.
Music educator and host of a NAIDOC Week event at Capitol Theatre. It's a celebration of strength, vision and legacy, honouring Archie Roach and Ruby Hunter through music, film and community and panel. As well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love that. For First Nations people who want to attend, entry is free, which is such a great gesture. What kind of community response have you had so far?
Yeah, well, RMIT Culture, who are helping put the event on, are sort of doing all the ticketing stuff. So that's, but so far we're sitting at, I think, probably close to 150 tickets, which I think is, they're pretty happy with. I'm stoked. I'm just like, this is going to be great. But yeah, we've got mob tickets, free tickets. Everyone's still encouraged to book though, just so we can, you know, track attendance and make sure we've got enough people, like enough seats for people.
If anyone's listening who perhaps has never been to a NAIDOC Week event, why is now the time to come along and be part of the story?
Well, now is important, but so is next week and so is the week after. And, you know, I mean, NAIDOC Week is a really nice time. You carve out that one week and you say, okay, I'm going to actively support and you know, go out and celebrate. But I would say to that also that, you know, NAIDOC Week should happen 52 weeks of the year. We should be out there supporting, celebrating all year round.
I agree. Dr. Kat Nelligan, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That is Kat Nelligan, lecturer in music industry at RMIT and also curator of NAIDOC Week, Wash My Soul in the Rivers Flow, happening at the Capitol Theatre.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.